Inside Mac.
For Monday, July 24th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. The Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Dell doesn't fear Apple, but they probably should. A look at the restaurant of the future. Evolution of Mac OS X has been revealed, and I'll tell you about a few hot Apple deals. A report from Mac Observer says that Dell CEO Michael Dell said that he doesn't see Apple as a competitor in the PC marketplace. He feels that Apple is growing, but it's not in the top five share for computers. If you look at the worldwide statistics, yeah, that's true, but according to the report, in the United States, Apple is ranked number 4 based on statistics from Gartner. Interesting timing for Dell, since the company has just announced that its quarterly earnings will be much lower than that originally thought. Not to mention its stock value is down 50% compared to this time last year. According to the report, Mr. Dell feels quite confident that Apple's iPod won't be able to maintain its share they have today because both Dell and Microsoft have now entered the market. Well, actually, Dell already entered the market. The Dell DJ was released in February and was quickly discontinued, but the DJ Diddy is still available, and it's cheaper than ever, as the company has dropped its price from $79 to $39 US. Yeah, it looks grim for Apple, all right. You can now read about Apple's past, as Amit Singh has published a document of the history of Apple's OS. According to Macworld UK, the document describes in detail the history of Apple's operating systems, which include details regarding Apple's earliest OS iterations, its inspirations, and the limit of power. The document also talks about how Apple has considered or rejected many operating systems before deciding on Mac OS X. Singh says that he believes that reading this document will be helpful in understanding the evolution of Mac OS X. He noted that important reality of technology and of computing in particular is that many things we think of as new ideas are not quite new. The history is being made available online as a downloadable PDF, and an extended version appears in Singh's new book, Mac OS Internals, A Systems Approach. Listening to an iPod or watching TV while eating dinner isn't too crazy. People do it all the time. It's actually normal for some. But how about doing these things at a restaurant, only the TV is right at your table and your iPod is connected with individual speakers? That's a little different, and according to the Christian Science Monitor, it's the restaurant of the future. The story said Legal Seafoods, the purveyor of traditional New England fare, was launching the restaurant of the future called Legal Test Kitchen and sent out a press release that promised a glimpse into some of the restaurant industry's most innovative technology. The story stated that diners could surf the web or watch TV at their tables using portable plasma touchscreens while listening to their iPods via individual speakers. Waiters would take your order using PDAs and portable machines for you to swipe your own credit card. The restaurant looks modern and sleek, and there are 5 table plasma TVs that you can sit on your table and can be doubled as a menu. It offers customers 14 iPod docks available on request. The report said the best part was the card swiper. It calculates the tip for you, and you don't have to wait for your waiter. Legal Seafoods owner Roger Berkowitz believes he's trying to create the restaurant experience more efficient so you spend the optimal amount of time eating and socializing. The Apple Hot Deal site is offering some cool products. The Mac Game Store is no exception, as it has deals on a huge variety of Mac games with an exclusive 5% discount at checkout. A few of the games include Cars the Video Game from THQ for $29.95. Reyna's Revenge from Freeverse Software is being sold for $29.95 as well. The digital download Farmerana from iDigicon is $19.95. Kakura Quest puzzles that resemble crosswords or cross sums using numbers instead of words from Lost Sock Games is $19.95 as well. And the X-Plane Deluxe, the 7-DVD edition from Graph Sim Entertainment, is $59.95. If you'd like more details, visit hotdeals.apple.com/macgamestore/index.php. Another offering is O'Reilly Media. It has exclusive hot deal pricing on a wide variety of Mac-related books, including Mac OS X, The Missing Manual, Tiger Edition by David Pogue for $20.97, Office 2004 for Macintosh, The Missing Manual by Walker, Tesler, and Berkowitz for $20.99, Running Mac OS X Tiger by Daryl Liu and Davidson for $27.97. Switching to the Mac, The Missing Manual Tiger Edition by David Pogue and Adam Goldstein for $17.47. iPhoto 6, The Missing Manual by David Pogue and Derek Story for $20.99. Photoshop Retouching Cookbook for Digital Photographers by Barry Huggins for $20.97. And there's a lot more, so if you'd like to get more details on those, visit hotdeals.apple.com/O'Reilly/index.php. Coming up, MySpace.com is now a Pac-Man site. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Tagged ROM Industries has published new software for automatic playlist creation in iTunes called BTunes 1.0. This software can automatically determine beats per minute and store the result in iTunes, sort existing playlists so matching songs follow each other, create match lists, playlists based on one or more sample songs, and browse songs from your music collection that match the current selected song. It can create match lists, which are playlists that are based on one or more sample songs, as well as browse songs from your music collection that match the currently selected song. BTunes is a Java application and isn't compiled for PowerPC or Intel, but it can be launched with a PowerPC binary called the Java Application Stub. This will help the Finder to indicate that it is a PowerPC application. However, it uses the native Java Virtual Machinetto run, so it doesn't run on Rosetta emulation, but as a native application. BTunes 1.0 costs $19.95 US, and if you'd like to try it out first, a trial version has been made available for download by the company. Proteron has announced an update of two of its popular software products for Mac OS X. Utility and launching application called Max Menus, and the keyboard application switcher called Life Switch X. Version 2.6 brings Proteron's primary products into line with Apple's strategy to build software that straddles multiple chip architectures. With this release, both Light Switch and Max Menus are universal binary builds that can be used on the latest Intel-based Macs. Neura Technology has announced lower prices on its new power line of the highest capacity iBook and PowerBook replacement batteries. The company said Neura Tech New Power Extreme Power batteries are available for every iBook and PowerBook model produced from 1998 to 2006. This includes G3 PowerBooks at up to 62% more capacity, G4 PowerBooks at up to 48% more capacity, and iBooks at up to 50% more capacity. Pricing for the replacement batteries will start at $99.95 US. Epson America announced its newest consumer scanners, the Epson Perfection V350 Photo and Epson Perfection V100 Photo. This targets chief memory officers, photo enthusiasts, and advanced amateur photographers who want to easily restore and archive their photos, negatives, and slides, as well as scan items for creative projects. The Epson Perfection V350 Photo and Epson Perfection V100 Photo scanners feature a newly designed slim case suited for either portrait or landscape orientation with a high-rise lid and a hinge that can be opened up to 180 degrees. The scanners offer a maximum hardware resolution of up to 4800 by 9600 DPI on the Perfection V350 Photo and up to 3200 by 9600 DPI on the Perfection V100 Photo. Both models offer 48-bit color scanning and 3.2 dynamic range for high-quality scans. The estimated price is $149 US for the Epson 350 and $99 US for the V100. Trans International has announced the addition of its 160GB drive to its Mini Express SATA 2 FireWire portable external storage solution line. This Mini Express is considered to be the largest capacity external SATA 2 FireWire drive and utilizes a Hitachi 2.5-inch SATA drive. The portable external drive utilizes the latest SATA 2 FireWire, hot swappable and bus power technology and allows the drive to be swapped without restarting the computer. It is powered through the FireWire port and doesn't need an additional external power supply. The price for the Mini Express is $328 US. Millions of people had to live without power over the weekend from the ongoing heat wave that has hit America and, according to my house, hitting it still. It was difficult enough to endure the heat, but it became personal as MySpace, one of the highest volume websites in the world and an important tool for teenagers to connect with each other, was shut down for more than 12 hours because of a power outage. The site was backed up by 7 a.m. Pacific time, but wasn't up and running. According to USA Today, a page popped up with a message that said, "This profile is undergoing routine maintenance. We apologize for the inconvenience." And according to Macworld UK, visitors were greeted with a game of Pac-Man and a message promising the social networking website will be available once again, hopefully at midday today. Well, the good news is, as of 9:30 a.m. Pacific time, MySpace.com was running just fine. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.